today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. Our man Torgo is busily working to get all of the features back online because late last night, or not last night, the night before last, we had a server crash. Something went wrong with the install that we had. Anyway, everything had to be redone from scratch. So if the feature you're looking for is not on right now, it will be shortly. Please be patient. And, hey, it's all free anyway, right? So head over there, freetalklive.com, and enjoy it. And, of course, it is the Thanksgiving week edition of the show. We are doing shows live every single night of the week, including Thanksgiving Eve, Thanksgiving Day, the Friday after, and the following Saturday. So all of the normal 6 days a week, we're here for you. So don't miss out. We will be here every single moment. Log on at freetalklive.com, of course, to grab up all the free stuff we've got there. We're going to start things out with a man who is apparently selling his soul online. We're going to get to that here in a moment, but first to Scott in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ian and Mark, gentlemen, good to hear your voice.
Good Hello. To have you on the line. What's up, Scott? What's on your mind?
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting both of you in Keene over Labor Day weekend, and at that point you were a little ragged from the moving experience, and I completely understand. So we didn't have a chance to talk much, but the reason I was calling, on one of your shows last week, you spoke with Matt, who was Joel Winter's campaign manager.
That's right.
Joel successfully won a seat in the New Hampshire State House.
Joel is the first Free State Project early mover to be elected to the New Hampshire State House. Big success.
Absolutely outstanding. And I wanted to expound upon a couple of the things that Matt said, some of the things that Joel's campaign did, because I think it's important for the libertarian movement overall to learn some lessons on how to do things successfully.
Okay.
3 points, and I don't know how much time you want to take on this, but some of the things that came to mind were the first thing that is that he did not run as a Libertarian Party candidate.
Nope.
Secondly, that he maintained his discipline, and he certainly understood the role of a candidate, and he had an excellent work ethic. With regards to not running as an LP candidate, I think, in particularly in New Hampshire, you're seeing that more and more. I think you know, one of the things, and I've got mixed feelings about this because I wish the Libertarian Party well, but I think 35 years of incompetence, they've kind of become a caricature of themselves.
Mm. Yeah, so, I sort of agree with you. I would love to see the Libertarians field candidates that actually got attention and made a difference, but they really aren't doing much.
Someone could argue incompetence, but they certainly couldn't argue lack of success.
Well, and the way I see it, my opinion is that after 35 years, the Libertarian Party has never really decided what they wanted to be when they grow up. There's always, you know, this ongoing debate as to whether the party's an educational outlet or whether it's a political party. And I think, you know, when you look at the Libertarian movement in a broader context, you need to kind of compartmentalize, and there are other institutions like the Advocates for Self-Government and Size DC, and they do a great job of education and outreach, but I think the job of a political party should be, you know, pretty much focused on elections, and I just haven't seen much of that.
Well, I agree with you, but even when they focus on the election, like, for instance, in Michael Badnarik's campaign this year, he was running, the former Libertarian presidential candidate, running for a state, running for U.S. House in Texas, so he only had one district to run in as opposed to the entire country. He had a $400,000 budget, all contributed by Libertarians around the country, and managed to pull, what was it, 4%? 4.5%, something like that? So, really,
right.
I mean, even when they focus on the politics, it doesn't matter if they're ignored by the press and just sidelined, as we always are.
Yeah, and I think that makes the point that it's the brand name that's tarnished, and it's not necessarily the term libertarian, because people will vote for libertarian candidates if they're running as a small L within you know, one of the existing parties.
I don't know if it's I don't know if the libertarian brand name is tarnished. I just don't think it's gotten enough market penetration. People still don't know what libertarians are. I mean, so when they see the LIB on the ballot, they get scared. They think it means liberal. And
right, you definitely get some of that.
Right, and then you've got the wasted voter syndrome as well. Even people that know what libertarians are afraid to vote for a libertarian because they're concerned about, you know, electing the lesser of two evils as a result. And so that's why running as a Democrat or a Republican is going to bring us success, is bringing us success, as is evidenced by the Joel Winters campaign.
And exactly. Yes, and I can attest that from my personal experience, having run as both an LP candidate and more recently in a Republican primary. And again, back to my point that the term libertarian is not being rejected because, you know, in my particular race, the media, not trying to be as unhelpful as they possibly could, in dozens of articles referred to my candidacy as libertarian turned Republican. But coming so close as I did, you know, is a moral victory. You know, the voters simply did not reject the term libertarian, but there's something about the brand name of the Libertarian Party that I think, you know, we'd be well advised to avoid. Like I say, it's mixed feelings. I wish them success, but it just doesn't seem like they've done it to this point.
Let's move on to your second point.
Well, the second point is Joel, from the research that I've done on how he ran his campaign, he understood the role of a candidate. And what I mean by that is it seems as if he focused on a issue set that was relevant. And he didn't view his role as a candidate to go out and teach a party platform. And I think that's one of the mistakes that libertarian candidates make repeatedly is they view their role as a candidate as one where they go out and evangelize the movement. Whereas politics, it's ironic that, you know, being a candidate is actually probably the least partisan activity you can engage in. It's about identifying a pre-existing set of issues and then applying libertarian solutions and
communicating those to the voters.
Right, exactly, and you've got to narrowly define your issue sets to things that are important. I mean,
right, and keep your mouth shut about, you know, questions you weren't asked about, because he could have really talked himself into a hole if he would have gone just, you know, talking about any old thing that came to his head.
The roads.
Well, you know, that's a very good point, Mark. Because, and I'll give you an example. You don't put a voter through a litmus test. I had one of my supporters when it was a candidate. He was writing me a $250 check. Mm-hmm. And as he was writing, he mentioned to me, he said, "Hey, Scott, you know, you're talking about a lot of good things, but I don't agree with your position on drug policy."
Mm-hmm.
And I simply replied to him, "Well, that's okay." He never lifted his pen from the paper, continued to write the check, and the point is that you don't put your supporters or your voters through your litmus test. What you want to do is identify areas of agreement and
focus on those. And I think that's a great approach.
Our politicians that we currently have in office certainly don't care what you think about issues.
So let's move on to point number three.
Well, the third point is, again, this is from watching the campaign from afar, but it appears Joel had the proper work ethic. And the thing that a lot of folks need to realize is that putting yourself in the role of a candidate is an incredible time commitment. And if you're going to be serious about this, I mean, too often libertarians run what are called paper candidacies,
right,
where they get their name on the ballot and they
and
go in the booth. Gee, I'm going to vote for myself. Isn't this cool? And again, that kind of reinforces the stereotype that, you know, libertarians aren't serious candidates. But
sure,
Joel went out there. And he made a lot of individual voter contact,
which is one of the benefits of living in New Hampshire and running for office in New Hampshire, because the state legislature is the third largest legislative body in the entire world. So therefore, your actual district that you're running in is very small. It's
right
to the point where you could actually walk house to house.
It's one of the largest legislative
right
bodies in the world, and it's one of the smallest states in America.
Correct.
So you have a really small voter base.
You've got the geography is in your favor, and you know, one of the things you know, I think libertarians tend to over-reliance on technology. It's almost as if, gee, a fantastic website with all these.
Yeah, you've still got to get out. You've still got to get out and press the flesh. And Scott, thank you for the insights. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. it's still about meeting people and getting them on your side. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event starting on February 23rd. And early bird discount ends on Thanksgiving. So get registered now if you want to save some money. at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. I mean, you can still register after Thanksgiving. It's just going to cost you more. Freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is going to be the pro-liberty event of 2007. I think I can say that without a doubt.
Yeah, I think you're not going out of limb there.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so let's go to the world of shopping. What can I buy this holiday season, Mark?
Well, you could buy a man's soul, but you won't be getting it delivered until 2007.
Hmm. What's this all about?
Well, from Newswire, Gerald Frawler is the first person to admit that his idea to sell his soul sounds a bit crazy. But according to the 28-year-old Tampa man, of course, that'd be Florida, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's willing to do nearly anything at this point to turn his life around, even if it means giving up control of his soul. Frawler insists that the goal isn't to create controversy or make some kind of statement. Rather, it's simple business proposition. In exchange for donations to his cause, donors receive entries in the drawing. The winner gets to share in Frawler's earning potential, intellectual property, personal affairs, and estate. The winner even receives an annual report outlining his activities, progress, and accomplishments, assuming, that is, that there are any. People, he says, people invest in business all the time through stock purchases, says Frawler. So it occurred to me, why can't someone invest in my really lousy business, no, in my person the same way, depending on how I do over the next 40 or 50 years? The return on the investment of even $1 can be potentially much greater than the return on the best performing stock or the most generous slot machine in Vegas. How will ownership be transferred? Frawler plans to sign a bidding contract covering 20 specific clauses. The owner will not only have the right to a percentage of Frawler's income, intellectual works, and estate, but will also be able to plan the date and details of his wedding, select the names of his children, determine a New Year's resolution from each year, and come up with the inscription for his tombstone. Frawler admits that he may come under some criticism for deciding to sell his soul. However, it doesn't sound like there's a soul here.
Here lies Frawler. I owned him.
However, he maintains that it is a last-ditch effort to change his life.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had a hard life so far, he says, and I'm at a point where I really want to change it for the better.
So he's going to sell for cheap, then, is what he's saying.
He's trying to sell tickets, so I don't know if that... I don't know...
What is this? Tickets for...
tickets for a drawing.
It's a drawing, not a bid process?
Correct.
So you just sort of randomly are going to win his soul? You're not going to be... It's not going to go out to the highest bidder?
Well, you could buy more tickets.
I see what you're saying.
I want a good job, find a woman to love, marry, get a house, have children, make a positive contribution to society. I don't want a lot, just happiness and contentment. To do that, I need to generate revenue, and the only thing I have of value right now is my soul. It has great potential for the right owner, and through this contest, I hope to find people out there who believe in me as much as I do.
Yeah, well, how much debt does this soul have?
I don't know.
I wonder about that.
I would think that you
where do you
make
go to
money
bid?
Off of his his income,
yeah,
as opposed to what his debt servicing is.
I see. Where do I go to buy some tickets?
Well, that's in the next paragraph here. To promote the sale of his soul, Frawler has set up a website, www.winmysoul.com, where visitors can send in a donation, read through an initial draft of the contract, and see the benefits of ownership. They can also click on links to learn more about Frawler, his interests, his story, his hopes, and dreams. Since the soul sale is just beginning, the firm date for the actual drawing has not been determined at press time, but will occur sometime in 2007. Frawler is hoping to do the drawing on a nationally televised radio or television show. Somehow I doubt that radio or television show will in fact be Free Talk Live.
I don't know. If he's got a little bit of cash, we'll sell him the airtime.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. 800-259-9231. He's got a section here. Why sell my soul? Says, that's a very good question, one I've grappled with for some time. In thinking about it, I've purposely stayed away from the religious aspects and focused on soul ownership as a business arrangement. It's very simple, really. In the corporate world, people invest in companies all of the time by purchasing shares of stock. In a sense, they're investing in the business's future, its potential, its value, and its intellectual property. So it occurred to me, why couldn't someone do the same with an individual? Well, because, I mean, I guess you could. I guess this could work for him. I wonder if he's actually been selling tickets so far. Can you actually buy the tickets at this point? Or is it later on down the line that you're going to be able to purchase them?
It was my understanding you could start buying now, but I only read the article. I didn't have really. Any.
I see. No, here it is. Number of current entries, 3,274.
He's managed to get 3,200 people to buy how many $1 tickets?
Yeah, it looks like they're dollar tickets.
3,200 people give him $3,200 for this drawing, mm-hmm. of which they're not going to win any of that money back. They're just going to get his future earnings. And
whoever the winner is of this raffle.
He doesn't even say when he's going to have the raffle.
Right, yeah, he could very well just...
And
so
who's going to watch
scam.
The raffle?
Right.
Now, here's the thing about, you know, a radio contest. Or, you know, there's laws that govern how they do it, and I'm just wondering, how's this contest work?
Oh, but those laws, I mean, yeah, but even
can
in radio...
Can he sell the winning ticket to his mom?
Exactly.
Oh, look, mom won! How about that?
Right, his friend or somebody who doesn't even really exist, a name of somebody who isn't even a real person.
Even better.
You say that laws govern radio station contests, and that is true. There are FCC regulations and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that they follow those regulations.
No, it certainly doesn't.
There's plenty of times.
I've heard the local radio station says that the final arbiter of who wins a contest is the guy who's manning the phones.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Right.
It's true. If you call in to your local radio station, they're giving away something, and... you're just, even if you are the right caller, they might have taken a call from somebody they like before you,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll just tell you you're not the right caller, and there's no way you're gonna know otherwise.
You know, we used to work in sort of a satellite market. We used to live in Sarasota, which is just outside of Tampa,
mm-hmm.
and when I was younger, that's I guess when people care more about radio contests than when they get older generally, I used to listen to Tampa stations because they played all the sort of rock and roll music. Well, they never let anybody from Sarasota win because they had, at that time, you know, long distance counted for something, and 800 numbers were rare, and they had different numbers for different zip codes, or not zip codes, but area codes.
Yeah.
So, of course, they knew which calls were coming in from Sarasota and Bradenton.
Sure.
So,
cut them out.
Yeah, but they didn't win.
Yeah, or you can pretend to run the contest and then just give the prize to somebody you like.
Yeah.
And pull a name out of a phone book. That's what I did that once. I just grabbed a, because there's so much dishonesty and just fraud in the music radio business. Like, for instance, when they say it's a request hour, not true. They maybe have, like, one or two slots that you can fill with a request, but it's all of the rest of it has been pre-programmed. There was one time when I was giving something away and nobody called to win. But instead, it was just some crappy prize that nobody wanted, right?
Right.
And so instead of making it look like or making it sound like on the air that, you know, nobody's listening or nobody wanted this prize, so I just went into the phone book, pulled out a random first name, pulled out a random last name, put the two names together and said, "Hey, our winner, so-and-so from Sarasota's the winner. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Nobody won the prize." But I lied about it. It was my job.
Oh, often people would call in and win and just not pick them up.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. There's so many lies in music radio, and that's why I'm in talk now. One of the reasons. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, listener map at map.freetalklive.com. We've got over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world that have added themselves to it, and you can go there and see what it's all about, and then add yourself if you would like. It's free, of course, at map.freetalklive.com. That, again, is map.freetalklive.com. Well, we were talking about this gentleman who's going to be selling his soul, apparently, to somebody whoever wins his raffle. And so, just on the topic of selling things, I suppose, a reminder to those of you out there who are planning on purchasing things online, perhaps on eBay this particular holiday season, maybe you're one of the zealous parents who are trying to get a PlayStation 3 for their children to make their kids happy, you should be careful when you're buying things on eBay. As you know, if you've ever bought anything on eBay before, it's very, very important to read the item description.
Yes, and to look at the seller's feedback, or at least
that's another critical
see how much
factor.
Feedback they have. I can't tell you how many new people on eBay this season saying, I'm going to try out this eBay thing for Christmas. And they're not going to have any idea that they're purchasing something from somebody who's just started being on eBay. You know, they got
sure.
one or two feedbacks, and the reason is, well, they've just started, and they could very well just take your money and run.
Yeah, who knows who they are? And
they're more likely to do it the higher the bid is.
And here's a real-life example of somebody who wasn't careful enough. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. It is up to you to read the item description. From Engadget, in what's sure to be a front-runner for the oh-snap moment of the day or year, a presumably frustrated, delusional, and impatient individual apparently forgot to read the fine print on his latest eBay win. While it's no secret that PlayStation 3 units have been selling for incredulous prices, snagging one for $900 probably seemed like quite the deal at the time. However, the poor buyer failed to realize that he or she just committed to almost $1,000 to purchase three original PlayStation consoles. What was the auction listed as? Sony PlayStations, three of them. Now, anybody who was looking even moderately closely at this probably should have been able to figure it out.
Yeah.
But the individual apparently just looked at this, glanced at the subject, placed a bid, and
man,
they paid way too much.
Can you imagine how the guy that had this auction feels? He's like, yeah, baby!
Yeah.
I don't think he necessarily even thought that.
Maybe.
I mean, if he listed it as, he could have very well listed it as something even worse, like PlayStation X3.
Yeah, he could have.
You know, if yeah. he says three of them, man, what do you need if that's how it's listed?
Well, to make matters even worse, no games, controllers, or heartfelt sympathy was to be included, leaving the unsuspected buyer in quite a bad predicament. So, essentially, the auction was for three PlayStation units. You didn't even get anything else.
And they're, what, worth maybe $30 for
maybe,
these three?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
30 apiece.
No, come on, 30 apiece, no controllers.
Without any of that stuff? Yeah.
Come on, 10 apiece.
Yeah.
maybe you could say 20, but I just don't see why.
So there's a perfect example.
I gave mine away.
Buyer beware. Be careful out there.
It wasn't even worth going to the pawn shop to me.
Before you place your bid, double check the auction text to make sure you know exactly what you're getting. And if you're unsure, if the auction isn't clear enough, and like for instance, if the auctioneer, the seller, has a high rating, but even based on their high rating, if you're still not sure of what you're getting, ask questions to clarify. I mean, even I, who has almost a decade of eBay buying experience, buying and selling experience at this point, even I sort of am a little sloppy from time to time. I recently bought a piece of hardware on eBay, and without thinking, I thought for myself, oh, I'll buy this from Australia. That'll be cool. Send some business down to somebody down under. Well, unfortunately, I didn't think to realize that, wait a minute, this piece of hardware is coming from Australia. The power system
is
different there.
The amperage is different, or voltage,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's the amperage on the back of the unit, voltage, that is different. It's 240 compared to 120, and it just doesn't work here. I'd have to buy a power converter.
You stick a fork in a plug in Australia, it's going to kill you.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, not necessarily in the United States. I mean, it's not...
not a good idea either way.
Necessarily,
nonetheless, I screwed up. It was my fault. And so now I've got to sell it back. Anyways, be careful when you're buying stuff on eBay. 800-259-9231. Do you have an eBay screw-up story? Have you made a big mistake on eBay? And do you want to tell us about it? Because if you talk about it, it'll probably make you feel a little bit better. And it'll also help educate those out there that maybe are a little more inexperienced than you. Maybe you'll save somebody a few bucks.
I bought a phone that had a broken screen. I didn't realize it. I didn't look closely enough. I just thought, that's a good-looking phone. That's the kind of phone I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bid on that. Ugh.
Yikes.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Was it clear in the auction that it did have a screen, you just didn't notice? Or it had a broken screen, but you didn't notice?
It was clear, but I should have read the whole thing, and I should have read it clearly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't the most prominent thing in the world.
Right. Well, and you can't be angry at the seller for those sorts of things. If they included the information in the auction, you can only beat yourself up over it.
Mm-hmm.
No, darn it, that cost me $200. Oh well, learn my lesson for next time.
That wasn't $200.
And I got to say that even over all of the things that I've purchased on eBay, for the one or two items that weren't quite represented accurately, that I might have gotten a little bit ripped off on, overall, the amount of money that I've saved over time on all those products has been well worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah, eBay's a good place.
So shopping, of course, is going to be it's a topic for everybody this time of year. Black Friday is coming up. The sales are already coming out. I saw the Walmart circular today. I don't know if I'm going to get all these things because I don't get the newspaper around here, so I'm not sure if I'm going to get all the advertisements. I might have to go out and buy a Thanksgiving Day paper or something like that.
Is that the day that they put all those in?
I think they typically do, if not the day before. I think it's typically Thanksgiving Day because you usually get this huge newspaper that's just full of advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And because I remember I used to go to the Thanksgiving Day family get-togethers, and because I didn't want to talk to anybody there, I would just sit and read the ads.
You sure are a barrel of laughs. See why anybody invites you to Thanksgiving.
So, looking forward to taking a look at all the ads. But I saw the first one today from Walmart, and I can tell you one of the hot items, one of the things that people are going to be fighting over is a 20-inch television for less than $70.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, it's not HDTV
no,
or anything like that.
But
20 inches for less than $70.
That's pretty easy to put in the kids' room. I can imagine a lot of people would be doing that.
They're going to have a pallet of those things right at the front of the store, and you can better believe there's going to be a line of people out the front door at 5 a.m. waiting to get in.
With their football gear on.
Uh-huh. Yep. It may come to fisticuffs, and we'll certainly report any of it as soon as we hear about it here on Free Talk Live.
Certainly will.
And you dial in as well, 800-259-9231. Steve Howard says he used to fantasize about what he'd say to President Bush or Vice President Cheney if he ever got the chance. Well, that opportunity arrived on June 16th, according to The Progressive, the same day he says he read about U.S. fatalities in Iraq reaching 2,500. Howard says he was taking two of his kids to the Suzuki Piano Camp in Beaver Creek, Colorado. They were walking across the outdoor public mall area where all of a sudden he saw Dick Cheney.
Really?
I didn't even know he was in town, said Howard. He was walking through the area shaking hands. Initially, I walked past him. Then I said to myself, I can't in good conscience let this opportunity pass by. So I approached him, got about 2 feet away, and I said in a very calm tone of voice, your policies in Iraq are reprehensible. And then I walked away. Howard says he knew the administration has a history of making problems for people who protest its policies, so he wanted to leave off at that, you know, instead of maybe threatening or saying something he might regret. But the Secret Service didn't take kindly to this comment. About 10 minutes later, I came back through the mall with my 8-year-old son in tow, Howard recalls, and this Secret Service man came out of the shadows, and his exact words were, did you assault the vice president? Here's how Howard says he responded. No, but I did tell Mr. Cheney the way I felt about the war in Iraq, and if Mr. Cheney wants to be shielded from public criticism, he should avoid public places. If exercising my constitutional rights to free speech is against the law, then you should arrest me. Which is just what the agent proceeded to do.
Wow.
We will give you the rest of the story coming up here in moments. 800-259-9231. Arrested for critiquing the vice president. This is for real. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die. With LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231, also known as the Packet 8 toll-free line. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there for free. Hopefully they will all be working within the next few days. We've had a bit of technical difficulty, but nonetheless, they are all on the house when they are working at freetalklive.com. And we do ask for you to support the show by voting for Free Talk Live. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. That is definitely working. Vote.freetalklive.com. Great way for you to register your appreciation for the show. And it helps us out because your votes are helping us stay in the top 10 podcasts of the world. I believe we're currently ranked at number 3 or 2, probably 3, 4. We've dropped again.
Yeah, it's really a tight race here, though. I mean, surprisingly, there's less than 100 votes separating the 4.
So we could still pull this out. We could still be the number 1 show by the end of the month if you go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it in the month of November...
54.
So all we need is 60 votes then to be number one, is what you're saying. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Great way to bring more people on board with the show to attract more attention, more listeners to Free Talk Live, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty. Great idea. Vote.freetalklive.com. As we return to the story from the progressive, and this isn't a progressive radio show. We're neither conservative nor progressive. I'll take interesting news from wherever it comes from. And in this case, we're talking about a guy who apparently encountered Vice President Dick Cheney one day while he was out with his son doing some shopping. And he said to the president as he walked by, "Your policies in Iraq are reprehensible." He walked away, and then when they came out of the mall, he was approached by a Secret Service agent who said to him, "Did you assault the Vice President?" And the gentleman, Mr. Howards, responded that, "No, but I did tell him what I thought about the war in Iraq. And if he wants to be shielded from public criticism, he should avoid public places. If exercising my constitutional rights to free speech is against the law, then you should arrest me," which is just what the agent, Virgil D. Gus Reichel Jr., proceeded to do. "He grabbed me and cuffed my hands behind my back in the presence of my 8-year-old son and told me I was being charged with assault of the vice president," Howards recalls. He says he told the agent, "I can't abandon my 8-year-old son in a public mall." According to Howards, Reichel responded, "We'll call social services."
Oh, God.
Before that could happen, however, my son ran away and found my wife, who happened to be nearby. "First of all, I was scared," Howard recalls. "They wouldn't tell my wife where they were taking me. Second of all, I was incredulous that this could be happening in the United States of America. This is what I read about happening in Tiananmen Square. They hauled me away to Eagle County Jail and kept me with my hands cuffed behind my back for 3 hours. At the jail, the charge against him was reduced to harassment," he says, "and he was released on a $500 bond. The Eagle County DA's office eventually dropped that charge. On October 3rd, Howard sued the agent for depriving him of his First Amendment right of free speech and his Fourth Amendment right to be protected from illegal seizure. Howards and his attorney have not demanded a specific dollar amount. Quote, we'll go to trial and let a Colorado jury decide what type of damages are appropriate, says Howards. This isn't about anything I did. This is about what I said. This is a frontal assault occurring on our constitutional right to free speech. We brought this suit because of our belief that this administration's attempt to suppress free speech is a greater threat than the long-term integrity of this nation from then Osama bin Laden. Oh, then 10 Osama bin Ladens. Reichel did not return any call for comment, nor did he respond to the New York Times in its article on this incident. Lon Garner, special agent in charge of the Secret Service, says, or the Denver office, says he has no reaction to the lawsuit. It's in litigation, and we have no comment.
We're the government. We don't have to comment.
It's typical. They rarely do. Before his encounter with Cheney, Howard says he had a clean record. I was never arrested before, he says, and I don't even have so much as a speeding ticket. So they dropped the charges. They wouldn't actually press the they just harassed this man, is essentially what happened. The Secret Service agent used his power as a law enforcement officer to arrest this guy for saying something he didn't like to the vice president, and they threw him in jail. He was let out. The DA dropped the charges, and they figured it would all go away. But this man is actually bringing a lawsuit, and we'll see what happens.
Well,
I don't predict too much.
I don't think that the DA will suffer for it. I don't think the agent will suffer for it. And I don't think Vice President Cheney will suffer for it.
Nope, certainly not. The only man who suffered and who had suffered is the man in question, the man who was arrested. He had his time wasted
bureaucrats. If they give him some kind of settlement, some amount of money, well, then the American people suffer.
That's true. The taxpayers will be suffering at that point because it's not going to come out of the Secret Service agent's paycheck.
Nope.
And neither is the purse that was stolen from first daughter Barbara Bush. She had her purse and cell phone stolen as she had dinner at a restaurant in Buenos Aires, Argentina, even though she was being guarded by a detail of Secret Service agents. Now, I mean, these guys are supposedly the best of the best. They're supposed to be keeping people safe. But I guess that doesn't include actually keeping an eye on
their
person's possessions. I mean, these are the people that are supposed to protect your life, and they can't even protect your purse? That's pretty sad. Let's go to the phones and talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brian.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, I hope I'm on that jury, but I don't think they're going to pick me for that kind of jury duty in Colorado here.
Yeah, they tend to pick just the dumbest of the dumb, Brian. They try to exclude anybody that has any sort of opinionation to themselves.
Or job.
Indeed.
Well, hey, I was listening on a podcast on the way home today about your Homeowners Association nightmare stories. You want to hear one?
Sure.
Actually, it's not that bad. It's not a nightmare, but let me tell you how it could have been. I've been involved in a couple of homeowners associations, and every time I do, I say, you know, I'm never going to do this again. But I'm in Colorado. We're kind of rural down here, so I moved into a house on 2 acres, and there was a homeowners association, but the guy who created the whole area, about 40 houses on 2 acres each, he forgot to get them ratified with the state, and so it's just kind of a joke. But what it turned into was kind of a neighborhood association, a kind of neighborhood, you know, club. It gave us an excuse to all get together, and we got together once a year and had, you know, a barbecue and drank some beer and kind of talked about things that were common to the neighbors.
Okay. Sounds nice.
Yeah, and that kind of thing. You know, we would never do that. You know, and in this day and age, everybody doesn't even know their neighbors, especially if you got, you know, a couple acres out there.
Sure.
But so every year we get together, and we'd have a barbecue, and then, you know, there's a $25 voluntary, you know, association fee for the year. This is annual. And that basically bought the beer for the next year.
Sure.
But it worked out well because we had that phone list, everybody knew each other. What happened is the city, the county, came to us and said, hey, you guys are all on an aquifer. We're all on wells. You're on an aquifer, and that aquifer is about to run out, and you're going to have to give us $10,000 per lot. Mm-hmm. In order to go down to the lower aquifer.
Okay.
And so we all banded together, and we found a lawyer who could say, hey, no, this isn't the case. If we were just to get this variance now, before, you know, while the water is still there, you know, we could do it for $200 apiece. And so here's a rare example of where an association of people could come together and actually fight the government. And we did that.
Interesting.
And so now we're not going to have that problem if and when our water runs out.
So instead of paying the government $10,000 per property, you're paying, what, $200 to some private agency to do the drilling for you? Is that how it works?
No, it hasn't happened yet. We basically bought a $200, it was $100 per lot plus $100 in lawyer fees, a guarantee that is good for 100 years on the lower level aquifer, which hasn't been tapped yet. And so if we waited until our water was gone, then everybody else would be getting that, and the county would charge us $10,000 to go into the lower lot.
So it was sort of like a futures option.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
So this is something that you wouldn't have been able to do if you didn't have this association.
It kind of is kind of a loose-knit voluntary association as opposed to a heavy-handed thing like you were talking about the other night.
Well, that's quite a comparison, and thank you for bringing that up. Did you have anything else for us?
Well, yeah, there was one. I'll make it short. There was a I kind of inherited. I married a woman in a different place now, who was under a very heavy-handed homeowners association, and of course we ended up getting all kinds of notices because we think we should be able to own our property, right?
Sure.
So the homeowners association came down on us. Well, what happened was that, like someone mentioned the other day, on Saturday show, they would always go to the president of the homeowner association to complain. They wouldn't actually go to the neighbor. They would go complain, to the cop, basically.
Yeah.
So, at our annual meeting a couple weeks ago, the president announced that she was leaving. She was moving, selling her house. Mm-hmm. And do we have any other volunteers? So my wife volunteered me, so now I'm the president of the Homeowners Association.
That's all it took? You could just stand up and take the presidency?
It shocked everybody so much they all raised their hand because they weren't prepared for that. And then we adjourned the meeting. So now I'm the president, and any of the scofflaws have to be signed off by me. So now they have to come to me to complain about me.
So all of the busybodies are pretty much, they're screwed at this point.
Yeah.
So why didn't the busybody? Now wait. Why wouldn't one of the busybodies have stood up and opposed you? Were you unopposed in this particular race?
I think they were so shocked that I would have the gall to do this kind of thing because I'm the only one who's doing anything wrong, right?
Way to go, man! And congratulations.
Did they make a mistake?
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Brian. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind on the way. We've got news from Second Life. This alternative reality. This thing that a lot of our listeners are involved in. There's some pretty neat news about it actually coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.